Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
This is Tim Staples of Catholic Answers. I'm excited to let you know that I also teach high school apologetics for homeschoolconnections.com, an online Catholic curriculum provider. There are also recorded independent learning courses at homeschoolconnections.com. Whether you take apologetics with me, literature with Joseph Pierce, or philosophy with Bill Donahue, or any of the other 400 plus courses with homeschoolconnections.com, it's a great way to get Catholic learning for your family.
These are very uncertain times that we live in, no doubt. It can come to the point that we are discouraged and want to throw in the towel, but don't do that. And I've got some great ways to help you and myself to walk forward with your head up high and confident that all will be well. Hey, welcome to Simply Holy, the podcast for folks who want to grow in their spirituality by living a simple, everyday lifestyle in Christ. I'm Marge Steinhage-Fenelon. As I was working on the material for today's podcast, I had all kinds of different ideas, but one word kept rising into my head. One, the same word over and over again, and that is lawlessness. And I kept asking our Lord, you know, why are you pointing to that? Why does that keep coming up in my head? And I realized that what we've got going on here in the world today, in our country, in our church, in our government, all over the place, really, is lawlessness. Lawlessness, not only civil laws, not only that, but really God's laws. Just blatant lawlessness. So let me give you, I want to give you an example from my own life. And maybe this is why I'm thinking about this, because it's something that really upset me. It's not anything that happened to me. It's actually something that happened to our neighbor. So for many years, we've had the same neighbor. Honestly, I can't even remember. Could be 20 years. So this neighbor who owns the house has lived there in the beginning for many years straight. And then she rented it out. She wanted to move closer to her mom so she could take care of her mom. And so she kept this property next door to us and rented it out to some folks. And the first two people that she rented to were two sisters. They were very Christian. It was very pleasant to be next door to them. And then after that, let's just call them a blended family. So it was a man and a woman who shared children, but were not married. And I'm trying to be very charitable and careful about how I say this, because I don't want to judge. But in my faith tradition says that to be cohabitating, to be living together and raising a family, it should be one man, one woman, united in the sacrament of marriage. So this was not the case. But they were extremely nice people. Extremely nice people that, from our experience, and we had no problem. They were good neighbors. They had a dog who I fell in love with because I love dogs. And so it was a nice situation. They once or twice in the 5 years they were living next door to us, they got a little loud, just a little, and it was no big deal. So it comes time for the owner to move back to this house. There were a bunch of things. Part of it was that there was a capital gains tax that would have been very, it would have been huge, quite frankly, and burdensome for this woman. And so because of that, she needed to ask this family who had been next door to us to move out. Before that even happened, this family, this couple, they decided that they would just stop paying rent because the government had, because of the whole COVID mess with finances and renting and so on and so forth, that they put the moratorium on evictions. You probably remember that. So I believe it's still in place that you're not allowed to evict a tenant, that hasn't been paying the rent. But we know that this couple did not have financial problems and were fully employed. Not only that, but they had each bought nice new cars for themselves. All right, so and I understand you can buy a car on credit and so on and so forth, and I don't really know their situation, but by appearances, they were not suffering financially. They just told the landlord they don't have to pay rent anymore. So they took advantage of, now that wasn't really against the law, but they took advantage of that situation, which in a sense, according to God's law, that is lawlessness. You know, God says that pay your debts, be charitable and Christian in all your dealings. It got to the point that the woman who owns the home, so the landlord, had to come on stronger to get these folks to move from her property so that she could move back in. From our standpoint, this was all well and good, but then we learned later that not only had this couple been reneging on their rent, but when they moved out, they stole all of the appliances which actually belonged to the house. When you rent, you don't get to take the appliances with you when you leave. And they were very nice appliances. So they took them in the middle of the night. And then, of all silly things, they took the shower head, which is, it's just a shower head. But it's the idea. You see, it's the principle of it that I'm getting at, that there is this lawlessness is so ingrained in our culture now that they felt justified somehow in not only not paying rent for several months, but it's theft. There's no way around it. It's theft. You take something that doesn't belong to you, it's theft. And they somehow felt justified in doing that and left, furthermore, the home in terrible shape, just terrible shape for the landlord. So she had expected to be able to move right in after they had vacated and found that, no, she couldn't at all. And so there's a great deal of work now that has to be done before she can move into her own property. All right, now I don't want to go on and on picking on this couple because, like I said, I cannot judge them. I do not know fully what was behind their choices. But when you look at the straight facts, if you sign a lease, if you are renting a property, you don't get to take the appliances. But they aren't the only ones. And this is my point. They're not the only ones that have done something like this. I've heard story after story of situations like this. I see it in daily life. I see people who have absolutely no problem with violating either a civil law or God's law. All right, so I don't want to discourage you. As a matter of fact, on the other hand, I want to encourage you. Because here's the first thing to remember, and I would bet that you have had someone who follows the code of lawlessness, let's call it that, do something that somehow hurt, harmed, offended you, however you want to label it. But I've had it too. It just is out there. So I would bet that you've had that experience, and you could get mad. I mean, truly, it wasn't even my property, but I got really mad. I got really mad at what that couple did to the woman next door, who really I consider a friend, casual, but a friend, and it really angered me. Really angered me, almost very close to the point of wishing they'd get theirs. You know, they need to be taught a lesson. But here's the thing. that's not my job. That's not my job. That's not even our neighbor's job. No, that's God's job. Only God gets to decide whether or not and how someone pays for their lawlessness. And that shouldn't be something that distresses you. It should be something that's freeing. Because you can trust, you can bet your bottom dollar that God definitely will call that person, those people, however many it is, to justice. It probably won't be in the way that we wish or that we expect. And it's highly unlikely that it'll be in the timing that we desire, but he will. And that's his job. He gets to decide that. So by that very fact, we should be able to just release those situations. Now, if it's something that's caused you great harm, I understand that, you know, say you're left in debt because of something that happened or cheated seriously or maybe even physically harmed in some way. I don't mean just sit back and don't do anything and just say, oh, well, that's what it is. What I'm talking about is trust in God then to heal you or lead you to someone who can, medical professionals who can. Trust in God to show you how to counter the financial harm that's been done to you, the physical harm, if it's a dwelling of some kind or property, okay? But trust in God to lead you along the path of recouping whatever it is you've lost. That's my point. God will lead you, but you got to trust in him. Stop worrying about how that other person, those other people should pay for what they did. And now look to our Lord and say, okay, my Lord, so where do I go from here? And don't forget to ask your mother, Mary. Don't forget to ask her. She's your mom. She loves you more than any human mother ever could. Jesus gave you her as your mom when he hung dying on the cross. Don't ever forget that. So don't forget to ask her to intercede and comfort you and help you to stay calm and find your way. You don't want to despair. And there is no need to despair because God's got this. God will see to it that all are brought to justice. And this is true in our wider world, not just our personal experiences, but in worldwide. Everyone will have to be brought to justice. Now, I'm not implying that we just fall down and not ever stand for the truth. We absolutely have to do that. That's essential. We have to stand for the dignity of life. We have to stand for the dignity of marriage. We have to stand up for the dignity of the church. And on and on. We have to stand up for our freedom as Americans. We can't just roll over and play possum. All right, that's not. But to stand up means to boldly walk forward in confidence that everything is in God's hands. Speak the truth. Don't agree with the lawlessness. State the case plainly with conviction, even if it means you get derided for speaking out. And then keep walking forward. Now, I know that's really hard on today's social media, but take heart, because there are some social media platforms that are opening that will allow free speech, that will allow us to speak the truth. I have engaged in those social media platforms. I've also stayed right on the social media platforms I was on. Why? I really struggled with this. Not because I absolutely don't want them to continue what they're doing, but I won't let them win. I won't let them win. I won't let them scare me off. And so in my own way, and as I can, by dodging their strange censorship rules, I just keep putting the truth out there. That's what I'm about. That's what we should all be about. Don't let them win. Don't let these social media platforms become lawless and without anyone who still speaks the truth. This lawlessness, you see? And how are we going to be guided by that? Goes right back to what I was saying before. Our Lord. People who attack you on social media, even those who pull the censorship lever, they will have to face God when they die. Maybe sooner they're going to have to answer for what they've done. God will take care of that. You just keep walking ahead, confident in our Lord's power and might, confident in the sway that our Blessed Mother has in interceding for us, and then allow her to help you, to be strong, to comfort you, and all will be well. Now, we're going to be celebrating, and maybe you're listening to this podcast after, but the Solemnity of the Blessed Trinity is this Sunday. Now, for me right now recording this video, it's this coming Sunday, maybe it's best, regardless. Okay, but this solemnity celebrates the fact that we have God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And all three of them are mightier than you ever in the world could imagine. Any of us, none of us can really, really conceive of the power, really understand the power that the Blessed Trinity has to govern the world, to see us through a crisis, to change things around, to heal us, to provide for us, on and on and on. We just have to realize that it likely isn't going to be in our way and in our timing. And then again, we have to trust our Heavenly Father, because He knows what's best for us. And if we're not getting from Him what we think we either deserve, need, or should be getting, that's because He knows better. That's because He's forming us into His image and likeness. And it's not good for us to have that right at this point. Even that means suffering. The suffering itself is forming us. So don't get discouraged. Do not get discouraged. And here is the gospel for the Solemnity of the Blessed Trinity. It's just awesome. But there's one, the last couple of lines, and I, excuse me if I'm reading, but I am going to read it to you, because these are Jesus' words, and I don't want to mess up our Lord's words. So He says, all power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. This is Jesus speaking. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And this is the best part. This is the part I want you to, this is the take home. This is what I don't want you ever to forget. This is what I want you to repeat to yourself and everyone you come in contact with as we walk forward in these uncertain and lawless times. He said, and behold, I am with you always until the end of the age. Think about that just for a second. And behold, I'm with you always until the end of the age. I'm with you always. Now remember, this is our Lord speaking. So he doesn't speak flippantly. He's not, this isn't symbolic. This isn't a spur of the moment promise. No, this is real. And behold, I'm with you always until the end of the age. So even if we're surrounded by lawlessness and it feels like we're completely closed in, feels like the whole world is tumbling down and all of these bad people are going to take over and the good will suffer or be annihilated, even if it feels like that, even if it looks like that for the time being, don't forget. And behold, I'm with you always until the end of the age. What's the end of the age? Forever, until the end of the age. He never leaves your side for one split second. Let that sink in. Let that sink in. He never leaves your side for one split second. He never leaves the side of your loved ones for one split second. So if you see loved ones, people you care about, people you work with, people from your parish, maybe it's even your parish, maybe it's your parish priest, who are succumbing to this lawlessness, don't despair. Don't despair. Stand strong. Speak the truth. Keep your head up. Walk forward confidently and realize that even in the thick of it, Jesus is there with you. And I don't mean hovering around you. I mean right beside you, in you. You're the temple of the Holy Spirit. So Jesus is, as long as you are in the state of grace, Jesus is inside you. That's how close he is to you. He's inside you. And he's never going to abandon you. And wherever Jesus is, his Blessed Mother is. Wherever Jesus is, God the Father is. God the Holy Spirit is. This is phenomenal, people. This is absolutely phenomenal. Let them be lawless. Let them do whatever it is they want to do. And I don't mean let them take advantage of you. I think by now, this far in the podcast, you're understanding what I'm talking about. Yes, protect yourself. Yes, yes, seek justice within, if it's the legal system, or we talked about that already, okay? So yes, take action if and when necessary, okay? But hang on to the fact that Jesus is there with and in you. You don't have any reason to despair. Not at all. And for those who have, and it's my case too, I have folks in my family who have succumbed to the lawlessness. And I will tell you that it's very, very hard. It's very, very hard. I understand. I get it. I pray. I cry sometimes thinking about it and worrying over them. What will happen? But for as much as our Lord is here with me, within me, all around me, if those people are in the state of grace, he is within them. But even if they are not, he's all around them and he's with them because he will not abandon them. He will not abandon anyone. Not anyone. He's there. He's watching. He's got his plan, and he will put that plan into effect when and how it is best for that person, when and how it's best for our church, when and how it's best for our country. Our job is to remain confident and keep our own noses clean, so to speak. So you know what I mean by that? Keep your nose clean. It means make sure that you are constantly remaining lawful according to the rightful laws of our country, according to the Constitution, according to the rightful laws of our church, which means following the teachings of the magisterium and the doctrines and the dogmas of our church. Remain true to the rightful laws of God. That's the Ten Commandments. It's the Ten Commandments and all that they entail. This is it. This is everything. That's everything, folks. Let the lawless be lawless, but you remain lawful and dedicated to our Lord Jesus Christ and his mother. That's what it's all about. So you see, I am with you always until the end of the age. That's Jesus speaking. And he's there and he's here. He's not going anywhere. Thank you very much for tuning in. I feel like this is a very important podcast. So I'm going to ask you, please, to if you're watching this on YouTube, for the folks that are listening to this on Breadbox Media or Podbean or wherever you're listening to podcasts, please like this episode. Please subscribe to my channel and please share it. Please, I'm asking you, share this far and wide. We need to encourage people. This is time for encouragement and hope, and we've got to spread that encouragement and hope as far and wide as we possibly can. And if you would like to know more about me, I've got some exciting stuff coming up. By the way, I didn't even mention it in this podcast. I will in the future. I've got some great speaking engagements coming up. I have got some seminars that I'll be teaching, some workshops. So, wow, great. It's going to be great. It's just going to be great. So you got to go to margefenlon.com. Go to my website, margefenlon.com. And you'll find my all about getting me to speak, hiring me to speak. I can do virtual. I can do in person. So it's all there at margefenlon.com. You can find my other podcasts. You can see my other videos, my blog posts. I've got bookstore and gift shop there with some great items for you. Please check it out, margefenlon.com. Also, on my website is how and where to follow me on social media. Hey, connect with me. If you want to write me an email, that's there too. And please, please don't forget that I love to get your prayer requests, and I do pray for them every single day. I write them into my petitions book, which rests right in our prayer corner in my home. And even if I'm away from home, I pray for all of the intentions written into that prayer petitions book every single morning. And you can do that as well on my website, margefenlon.com. Just look in the upper menu along the top of the page and you'll see prayer requests. So until soon, my friend, remember that the only thing keeping you from being holy is the obstacle that you're letting get in the way. God bless you, and may our Blessed Mother accompany, protect, and comfort you always.